In the reading from the book of Revelation, St. John makes reference to the scroll that the angel invites him to take. Take it and eat it. It will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. Then I took the little scroll from the hand of the angel and I ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. The sweetness of God's word is a recurring theme in the scriptures. In Psalm 19, we read these words: "The judgments of God are sweeter than honey and the honeycomb." And then in today's psalm, these beautiful words: "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." There was a Jewish custom that when children were learning the Jewish alphabet, they were written on a slate composed of a mixture of flour and honey. And as the teacher was instructing the child, that they would point out, this is the letter, and this is how you pronounce it. And then as the child learned the alphabet, he or she would be directed to a letter, and if they pronounced it properly and said the right letter, they would lick the flour and honey off of the tablet. Today's readings tell us something about the beautiful thing that the Word of God is. The Word of God, the law of God, is offered to each person. But you'll notice in that reading from Revelation, St. John is not given the scroll. He has to take the scroll. And so this tells us something about God's word. It's something that we have to receive. And when it is taken, it tastes like honey. But that there is also reference to this bitter experience. So let's unpack this a little bit more. Twice St. John is told to take the scroll. And because it's not forced upon him, he does receive it. And as he takes the scroll, there is a sweetness to the word of God. In our psalm for today, the psalmist used many words to describe God's word. He refers to it as decrees, promises, precepts. It's not just a matter of following a law, but it is a way to bring about fulfillment and peace in our lives. When we think of the law, this is the first five books of the Old Testament. And here's the wonderful thing about Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, that these parts of the Bible are not just rules, but they include history, drama, spiritual lessons, a host of colorful characters. Taken together, the first five books of the Holy Scripture unfold for us God's redeeming work among his chosen people. We see here the sweep of salvation history. And it is this that the psalmist in today's reading is so excited about. But let's narrow this down to the Ten Commandments for a minute. What is the long-term result of following the Ten Commandments? It is healthy relationships with God, healthy relationships in our family, healthy relationships with one another. It is indeed sweeter than honey. But what happens when the commandments are disregarded? Broken relationship with God, broken relationships within the family, and broken relationships in the world around. And that's where these readings come into play, because not only is it honey to the mouth, but there is also a bitterness in the heart that we can experience as the result of a couple of things. That bitterness can result from the awareness of sin in our own lives. One of the most beautiful privileges of being a priest is hearing how in people's lives, they're coming more and more into an understanding of God's word is sweet to their taste. But they're also aware of how sin is bitter to their spirit. And so the gift of being able to come to Christ to be forgiven of sin so that we can more and more experience his gracious love. So that's one dimension of the bitterness. But there's also the bitterness that we can experience because for us, the word of God has come so alive. And we try to convey that to others, and they're either indifferent to it, they're hostile towards it because of agnosticism or atheism. And this can find particular expression in our families, most especially perhaps with adult children, who for any number of reasons have turned away from the Lord. What is sweet also causes a kind of spiritual indigestion because of our concern for those that we love and now seem so indifferent. But there's also the bitterness that results from at times seeing the church being abusive in how it treats others. And indeed, when we think of our gospel for today, Jesus is the word of God. He is honey itself. But when he goes into the Jerusalem temple, his spirit experiences that bitterness of heart because he sees the corruption of what is occurring in the Jerusalem temple. And so he turns over the tables of the money changers. But what's beautiful about that passage from the Gospel of Luke is that it goes on to say that Jesus was teaching in the temple and the people were spellbound by his teaching. Why? Because he was bringing the word of God alive in their lives. And they said, this is sweet to the taste. I desire this in my own life. May we never allow those experiences of bitterness to distract us from knowing that God's word is always good and daily. We are invited to take his word, to learn it, to digest it, and to live by it so that with today's psalm we can sing, your decrees are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. With open mouth I pant because I long for your commandments. Taste the honey, lick the tablet, and take in the word of God.